Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has.
Welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yeah, we're continuing our variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic, principle-based messages, and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, I teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. Family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. With open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and will reach the lost and unsaved. Real talk with Pastor E. Good morning. This is an awesome day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and really don't have any guests today. We had a guest for this morning, but something came up, and we had to change some things around. Hopefully, we'll be having the mighty woman, Lynette Ewell Patterson, on next week for a promo of Man Up, the Man Up Voice and Man Up Awards being held June 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada. What an awesome honor that has been bestowed on me, because I've been nominated for a Man Up Award. Praise God. We may get blessed there, but there's many other great men that have done work in the communities throughout our nation. But just an honor to be thought of and to be mentioned. And then we'll get an opportunity to spend some time with the team up there and see what God is doing. Luckily, it's not that far from where I live, so it's only about a 4-hour drive, and we'll be able to make that up there without having all the other issues other people are trying to get from across the country. We're going to be praying for them today. Today, we just want to briefly talk about something that's very important in the real relationship, in the real talk that we should be having with one another. And as we draw out the nuggets of God's word, we must rely on that word to now become personal. So the personalness, me and my words this morning, my personalness, God, means that I must decrease, that he must increase. I'm going to talk about spiritual balance for a few minutes. Then I want to bring on the line one of our covenant partners. She's a sister of mine, and I know she's a friend of yours, family member, sister of yours also. I want to bring Kim Scott on board I want to interview her, get her story out there. We want to blast this out. It's time to get a video going. It's time to get some support going, make some phone calls and see if we can get some people on her side, because the enemy would have her to think today that all the cards are stacked against her, and that there seems to be no hope. Well, when we look to the outside and we see the outside for our balancing, that's what normally tilts the scale and takes us off of position. Spiritual balancing is letting the lesser things die so the greater may live. That is God. Let's go to John 14, verse 8. John chapter 14, verse 8. And as I said, we're going to just briefly share a few things about letting the lesser things die so the greater may live. So then we can now see how to stand. What it says when Philip asked Jesus, he said, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and is it sufficient for us? Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long that you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So you can say, show us the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not forget of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. See, in decreasing of self, it's God that moves in every area. And I know there are physical people out there, lawyers, doctors, judges, and prosecutors, and all that stuff out there, but they still have no ability or no power to keep me in balance. Yes, the enemy is come to rob, John 10:10, to rob, to kill, and destroy your balance. See, when you are unstable, John 1:8 says, an unstable man, a double-minded man, meaning rocky, roady, to and fro, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, the enemy wants us off our stability, off our ability to stand on the promises of God and not waver and not worry and not doubt. Even though it comes, I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to get worse. Because you'll never see the greatness until you really release it all to him. You know, we say it probably daily, cast all your cares on him. But until we really get to the point where we have cast them off and get our focus on the things of God, oh, it's coming. Obstacles, oh, attacks, it's coming. As long as you can take a breath on this earth, you will be in a spiritual warfare that can result in a physical battle. There's a difference of warfare and battle. See, battle is something that you're fighting, that there's a seen adversary. But a war is something that's unseen. And we have to know how to wage the right war in the right place and stop looking at, even though he's going to send people to help us, that still is not where we focus. We still focus on him to stay in our balancing. Remember, letting the lesser things die so the greater may live. What? 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is what? In me than the evil that is in the world. Meaning I must be balanced with what's in me. So now the greater can live. Because we can do nothing alone. He must be in us for us to see the victory, for us to win the war, for the battle to be won, for the adversary to be resisted. He must be in us. See, spiritual balancing requires that we decrease and allow God to measure our faith. We must give up complete, not just some control, complete control and completely submit to God. So he can control our thinking. So he can put us in process. That means we give ourselves. We lay down our lives freely to stay in balance. You know, the world calls it an equilibrium. That I'm not worried about lack. I'm not sitting in a puddle of worry. I'm not letting doubt and sin and worthlessness and my past continue to stain my ability to sustain in God. No, remember Mark 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of balance of the kingdom of God. Where's that at? In me, because it's greater that's in me. Is greater that sustains me. But Satan wants to take us off. He wants to offset us by the power of sin. That's, guess what? In you too. See, sin, it's not just something that's on the outside trying to get it. It's on the outside trying to get you to come to it. It's trying to get in you. So now jealousy and control and envy and anger and the loss of your birthrights begin to be prevalent in your life. Nobody has to tell you. You start to watch this, experience these type of things. But glory be to God. When we decrease, he increases. So every time I die, he lives. Every time I die, he lives. Every time I die, he lives. Oh, it hurts. I know it don't seem like there's a way out. It doesn't seem like there's any answers and there's no help. What's going on? But guess what? That is out of our control. And that takes us out of a spiritual balance with God that we can hear him clearly. So we can see him clearly. That we can what? Do him clearly. Oh, hallelujah. Today is the day that the Lord has made that I'm going to process my spiritual balancing. I'm a process the wars that are waged against me. See, some things, you know, we fight battles that are out of our hands. He says the battle is already won, but we still want to fight. That takes us out of balancing. God says, do not respond to that. But as soon as we open our mouth, we have now fallen out of balancing. And then it becomes a sovereign will of God that you decrease. Don't worry about him increasing because that's an automatic. See, that's something else we get involved in. Always try to get God in the place that we want God to be instead of saying, just let me decrease and watch everything else come to fruition. When? Now. And I speak this word this morning, and I'm being as real as possible with each and every one of us, because guess what? Even though Kim may be going through something now, or maybe I'm going through something now, or maybe you're going through something now, if you're not, it's coming. And it's not a spirit of fear, but it's a spirit of awareness. I want to bring Kim on board right now that we could first introduce her to everybody on board today. Kim Scott, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Amen. Well, I'm going to put it out. The Kim's going through a situation in San Bernardino. We're not going to go into depth because if you can reach out to her, she'll definitely share that with you. But we need prayer warriors that are going to be designated to this situation. Yes, we got to be particular about our prayers. And I'm looking for three people to message me offline and say, I want to be a part of that prayer circle that is going to continue to pray for her, pray for a situation, pray for a lawyer, pray for the judges, the doctors, the everybody involved in that, that God can really move in this season for her. Oh, yeah, she's resisted and she's pressed through. But come on, y'all, you know, when everything that could come against you that came against you, it's hard. And I know God is with us, but we still have to go through with integrity and we have to go through a purpose. But I need three people to get with me offline to dedicate to praying with Kim. I thought that was her online, but that must be someone else's number. So if you guys get with me on that, then we could do that. I want to, at this time, and as I said, we're only going to do about a 30-minute broadcast today. I know it's Saturday, and when we have guests, yes, about an hour. But when it's just me, I'm not going to just talk for an hour anymore unless we have a guest on board, which I'm looking forward to evangelist the mighty woman of God, Lynette Ewell Patterson, next Saturday for Real Talk with Pastor E. But as we get into the realm of balancing, see, this is another exercise for you. You should be taking these notes down because these are now exercises that you can do through these principles of balancing. What's balancing? If I die, God lives. That balances me because no longer my will, but His will. You see that? See your scale tilting in the middle now? You're weighing out evenly and you're seeing those things come to fruition. Kim, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought that was your number. I was like, well, what's up? How are you this morning, woman of God?
Hey, good morning. I'm hanging in here. Doing good.
Amen.
How are you this morning, Pastor?
Oh, always blessed. Always blessed, but always in the need of prayer. So anytime you could always throw me into prayer. I don't need anything specific, but always in the need of prayer. Amen?
I got you. I
Amen.
Pray for you every day because I'm grateful for you.
Woo, hallelujah. I want to take this opportunity, and we're going to do this several times. I need to meet up with you somewhere halfway.
Okay.
And so we can do a video, start getting some stuff down on video, talk to your lawyer, get involved. We want to get involved with you. I know we have no power, but we can represent the one who has the power. But as you're going through, I want to commend you, first of all, that you're still Kim. You're still family. You're still family. And that's the most important thing. And I think that's why all of this is happening, because of that same word, family. I commend you for your diligence and for your willing to go through. This is a trial. Oh, my God. You know, I can sit on the other side and say, oh, I could do it. But you don't know until it happens how you can stand. So I want you to be encouraged that you are pressing towards a mark of the high calling. But I want to give you an opportunity to share with us what stage you're in, anything that you know, because I just petitioned for three people to get involved in your prayer circle that you won't even know, but they'll be in prayer for you in different areas. We're going to talk offline, and I'm going to designate them to certain areas of the law, the legal defense, of the judiciary system, and for your own peace and health. But what request would you want them to speak on? What's going on that you want to share today?
Well, I just got more court papers in the mail stating that the state of California and the Department of Social Services has technically put me in a position to where there's really not much I can do with my life until this, they put me on this listing, and it doesn't come off of me until the day I die. And this listing prohibits me from working with kids, working with adults, working with different agencies that's involved with the state of California, you know, and things like that, to where my field is at. So it's just like I'm just done until I can try to fight this and get my name cleared from these false allegations that they have put against me regarding baby that they put in my care. So now
that's the part I want to kind of touch on right here first, because First of all, you're a caretaker for the state of California, and you've had an impeccable record until this incident. You had no bad reports, no cases or anything before that, correct?
Right.
And all of a sudden, they put in your care this child, and it was he's an infant. He was an infant when you got him, right?
Right.
And he's already been, I mean, they've already found it. I see, that's what's so confusing about California is that the writing can be on the wall right in their face and they'll still do what they want to do. Because
exactly.
I've read your paperwork and I've seen some of the analyzations of the doctors and stuff of this was already in place before you got him. But just because he was in your care when you took him back to the doctor, didn't you even say they shouldn't have released him to you?
Exactly. And my attorney had to go out and get a medical expert to read all the baby's x-ray, CT scans, his all the medical history that we had on the baby. And he declared that the baby did have an injury, but that injury happened before I got that baby in my care.
Right.
And when I did pick the baby up from the hospital, one of the nurses there did make a comment, I don't understand why they're releasing this baby out of the hospital. But now that the baby has an attorney who is now going after to sue myself, San Bernardino County, and the agency that I was with, he's filed this long petition, four different areas for money for this baby. But he did disclose to my attorney that they tried to place the baby the day before I got him, and the baby oxygen level was too low. And the day that I picked him up, the baby oxygen level was still low, and the baby shouldn't have been released from the hospital with his oxygen level being as low as it was. But see, I never knew anything about this baby being sick because they withheld that information from me.
Right.
When I picked him up, the social worker in the hospital kept his discharge paperwork, and I didn't find out any of that information until I took the baby back to the hospital, and Kaiser disclosed to me how sick that baby was, and that baby shouldn't have never been into my care.
Wow, I mean, someone that's not really, I mean, I know some laws and things like that from being incarcerated and reading law books, trying to get appeals and things like that. But, simple as I am, it seemed like a big setup. It seemed like this was like strategically put in place to, you know, it could have been anybody. You know, I'm not saying that they distinctly went after you. They was going after any care person.
Right.
To get that baby
anybody
out of that hospital so
that
they didn't fall into any problem.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. That they just wanted that baby out the hospital into someone else's care. And whatever happened to that baby, they was going to blame it on that caregiver, just what they
did. The oxygen level saved the caregiver the day before.
Right.
What time did they have you come pick the baby up? In the morning?
No, I picked him up about 5:30 Friday evening.
See, that's strange there too, because normally, especially in a hospital, they like to discharge in the morning, just in case something
like
relapses. You got time to get them back in there. You might want to mention that to your lawyer. I'm just speaking out loud. But what we'd like to do? Next Saturday is full, and the following Saturday I will be out of town. But the following Saturday, can I do it that one? No, let me get my calendar right now. Hold on. Because I would like to see if you and your lawyer will come back on and we interview you again. I'm going to reach out to some I just came in my spirit right here when we were talking. I met a young lady. I don't know her name fully. I just know where to find her in my contacts. But she does some internet TV. I'm gonna reach out to her and try to get some awareness. But after this video, you know, you can now present videos to CBS to Fox to them just freely. And then when they see it, they could take it up and go from there. We're going to try that for you also, but we got to get something on video that's you and your lawyer talking and mm-hmm. them having an opportunity to see what's going on, to see if we can get some involvement. Cause you haven't had any media on this, have you?
No. And cause right now she's appealing everything because, you know, they took my son and they're trying to readopt my son out right now. So she has, have put in requests to stop everything that they're trying to do with my son 25th because the county asked for an extension, which I don't know what they need an extension for, but the court did grant it to them. So we have to the 25th to hear from the county. But if they deny my attorney's request, then she's going to take it to the Supreme Court. Because she knows, you know, this is all false allegations. She's been wonderful. In my case, she's gone above and beyond to do everything that she can. So
right.
Now we have these other three cases on top of this one here that she's fighting.
Oh, my God.
For me.
Okay,
but,
well, this is the date I have. Let's try to shoot for June 17th.
Okay.
That'll be at the same time, 9 a.m. You can get back with me and let me know it's a go. We'll put a flyer together and we'll really promote this thing to hear your story here on the Now Network. Then we'll talk offline on getting together and trying to get a video taken that I could send out for you and try to get some media help and attention on this situation.
Okay. That sounds good. And she does want the media.
Okay. Hello? Okay, well, we lost Kim, but you guys heard. Like I said, I need three people to get in this prayer circle that's protecting her, praying for her. We're gonna assign you to specific areas in this young lady's life that you can pray in this area for her and bless her. You're back on, Kim. Go ahead. Last thing you said is
okay,
she does want media.
Yeah, she does want to go to the media because she wants to really expose how. Because I'm not the only parent that San Bernardino County is doing this to. There's numerous other parents that she wants to work, but she's just focusing on my case right now. But she does want this out to the media, but she wants to wait to, you know, till she gets that appeal court date. And we should know on the 25th of this month about my appeal court date. And she said once she gets that date, and then she wants to go forward with the media regarding
okay.
my story.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Well, we're here to support that and still, like I said, go to whatever means necessary to try to get it out there. I'm still going to reach out to my friend and see if she's interested in just hearing the story before going anywhere. I can't imagine anybody hearing this story not wanting to jump on it. And be a part of this. Okay, well, God bless you, Kim. Now, I want you, before we close, I want you to just speak what you need prayer in. I know you tragedy after tragedy, this happened. Then you start getting that to work out. Then a fire in your house. Then you got to move.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're living with a
mm-hmm.
family member trying to find another place. That's on
mm-hmm.
you. Now here, three more court cases. Look, I'm giving them enough to pray for you, but there may be some more specific things like financial help. You know, you never know who's listening. And we are not a begging network. But you never know when your need could be answered just by you speaking it out, saying, well, you know, finances are short, or I do need help in that area. If God puts it on your heart, pray for me in that area, and then he'll lead us to do what God has called us to do. Anything, I want to give you a moment to petition right now.
Yes, I truly do need prayer for financial help, strength, just to help me stay strong dealing with this tragic that I'm going through, comfort, you know, my health-wise, you know, praying for my family, my grandkids, my daughters, just, you know, praying that I prevail in this situation. You know, I've been being a foster parent for almost 10 years. Never in my life have I ever heard a child, my son, that I'm in the process of adopting. I took him in at 4 months for open heart surgery. and healed him back. You know, it's just, this is just devastating that San Bernardino County, you know, want to cover their area and blame it on, you know, to blame their mistake on me. And it's just, you know, it's just days. I want to give up, but I can't. I have to keep fighting. And,
amen.
You know, because it just gets so hard to where I just like, oh, I just can't handle it no more. And instead of getting stuff in the mail from the courts, well, we're going to sue you for this. We're going to stop you from this. It's just like they just taking my whole entire life and throwing it under the dirt.
Mm.
But, yeah, I can use prayer in every angle right now. And I'm still looking for another place right now for me and my family because of the fire in the house. And it's just a lot that I have on my shoulders right now.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, I've just been authorized by the Holy Spirit to tell you to jump. Just jump, just jump in the spirit. Can you just jump? Because we have the portion room open right now, and we just need you to jump in. And from this point, don't ask for nothing. Just jump in, and then let the Holy Ghost provide for you. And then by us being supportive to you, let us support you also. Just jump. Say, I jump.
I jump.
Oh, I know it feels better already. Just jump again. You keep jumping in. Every time stress come on you, say, uh-oh, portion room, open up. I'm jumping in. Every time those thoughts come, just say, you're jumping in. This is, and if you guys know about the portion room, we don't tell people, well, this is going to happen for you, but God just told me to tell you to jump in, and your needs are going to be supplied. People are going to come from nowhere to bless you. But we're going to pray right now in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus that we're in agreement with you, that if you have freely jumped and freely released everything to God, he's got you. God, Jesus has your back, but also we do too. So we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that as you're moving through us to become stronger, as you're teaching us to stay balanced, as you're teaching us not to go from there and from fro to, you know, or from left to right or up or down, but to stay balanced in you and your word, trusting you with all our heart, leaning not on our own understanding and acknowledging you in every way so you can direct our path. So, Lord, have your way right now. Lord, thank you for blessing. Lord, thank you for delivering. Lord, thank you for providing right now in the mighty name of Jesus that, Lord, no lack. No lack, period, in health, no lack in finances, no lack in love, no lack in support, and most importantly, no lack in your work that you're doing in the offices of San Bernardino County Health Services. Lord, we ask you right now that you speak that peace, that you reveal the truth, that Lord, you acknowledge, Lord, that anything not done that is in line with magnifying and lifting you up, Lord, that you now bind it on heaven, on earth, that is bound in heaven. You loose it on earth because it's already been loosed in heaven, and we believe it's done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, Kim. We got you. We're going to talk about getting a date together and meet and get that video done. I'm glad you mentioned that about your lawyer, because I've been in call CBS and everybody else, your lawyer, and be like, why'd you... Because I've moved like a locomotive, and then she'll call you Monday like, hey, what did you do? Oh, we just talked about it. I'm glad you said that. So I'm going to pull my reins back and get some things in order, so when we find out on the 25th, we can go forward from there. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you, sis. We love you.
Thank you, and I love you guys, too.
All right. Okay, family, I like I said, I'm be looking out for you guys, the three people that are going to dedicate to this situation and be committed to standing in the gap. Oh, yeah, but you got some other, I know you're praying some other stuff too, but we can be designated to something special for the Lord. God bless you, family. You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. Enjoy your Saturday. Bless the Lord with all your heart. Join us tomorrow for Exalting Jesus at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, We thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.